Okay, I figured it out. I know why people were complaining. They wanted a loud type of episode.
Hell yeah.
And I gave them something smooth and velvety. I thought, you know what? We're going to go subtle.
Like my dick.
And everybody filled their pants about the episode not being too loud, which is usually a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've always felt that the show is way too fucking loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a nice...
Something smooth, dulcet.
Yes. Like AR-15. ASMR.
Oh, ASMR.
Oh, ASMR, yes.
Yeah, we've been talking about that quite a bit.
Yeah, that's my man, ASMR.
That boy quiet as hell.
Y'all know ASMR?
Yo, my head be tingling when ASMR be talking.
Yeah. That girl, y'all ever listen to ASMR? Nah, who's she? Man, who's ASMR? Man, shoot, I didn't pay attention for a damn week. I don't even know who this damn Aya girl is. Yeah, you know ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to be in Three Cousins, the female group Three Cousins. And it was three women that were unrelated, but their last name was Cousins.
I thought her last name was Samore.
It is.
Oh, but, okay.
Her name is ASMR.
ASMR Cousins.
ASSMR.
What's that? ASS.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Like ass.
When you fuck someone in the ass and
Mr. Ass.
Mr. Ass. ASMR is supposed to make your head tingle, right? That's what people say.
Your spine, I think, too.
Ooh, your spine.
I get it when I get shampooed at the
really?
At
well, the that's just a shop. Great feeling.
Feels incredible.
I know, because I get shampooed all the time.
Yeah.
I insist that they don't touch my head when I go to the barbershop.
Interesting. Wait, just scissors? Just the metal?
No, yeah.
No hand to hand?
Yeah, you fucking... The
no
scissors
scalp
have
contact?
The scissors have handles on them. First of all, stop interrupting me. Second of all, I will describe the process that takes place at the barbershop.
Continue.
Number one, first of all, barbershop quartet is mandatory in the barbershop.
Absolutely.
I don't know why the fuck you think you can get away with having a haircutting business if there aren't men singing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want some harmonizing males.
Absolutely. One better have a deep ass voice.
Yeah.
One better sound very
back
like a,
when
chi-
we,
a gay
back when
child.
We knew what to do with gay men.
Exactly.
You got a job pouring soda pop.
That's right.
Down at the pop stand, and you sang songs. And you fucking hung out with my bored ass wife while I'm at the.
That's right.
I'm at the missile making factory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Getting my hair cut by a guy that another fellow GI.
Uh-huh.
We're both in middle management, making the modern day equivalent of $82 million a year, a modest Christian living in 1950s America.
That's right.
So cryptocurrencies and the regular stock market are crashing.
Yep.
That's right. I want to talk about old gay guys.
I hope Adam did actually buy, quote unquote, buy the dip like he thought he was doing.
Oh, I'm buying the dip on the market and on the crypto.
I bought dip. I bought stock in dip.
Yeah, yeah. Skull.
Yeah. Skull.
Yeah.
That's right.
I dipped my dick in Adam's mouth when he was asleep.
That's crazy. I did
that's what I call investing.
That's what I call buying the dip.
I was wearing a vest when I did it. My tactical weight vest.
Because by yourself, you can get pretty deep, but when you have the vest really weighing you down, you dip your dick as far into.
You get your dick all the way in there, baby.
You put your
you feel
that
some...
weight. That weighted vest pushes my pelvic bone the way down your fucking throat.
That's right. He can feel a little stomach acid on the tip of his
cock. You're fantasizing about wearing.
No, this is something that actually
it's called investing.
I'm an idiot. You moron.
Did you miss that?
Having an
I'm
erotic
incapable
fantasy.
Of fantasizing.
You're having an erotic.
You're the one that sits around reading
fever
books like
dream.
The Secret.
I don't read
you
the
do,
Secret.
You do magical thinking at home. Not me though. I accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't ever visualize.
When Nick dreams,
there's nothing inside
my head.
It's static.
It's static from an old TV.
Oh.
You know, just
yeah. It's the national anthem and then static.
Mm-hmm. I remember in school they played this video that explained to us what like dyslexia was or something. And it was like, it's like a TV, but all the wires are crossed. I'm like, so that's what it's like in a retarded kid's brain? And they're like, no, please don't use this to bully the retarded kids.
Yeah, that's what they told you. You weren't the only one getting that speech alone in a fucking room.
Yeah, I love bullying. disabled. Disabled. I was just saying earlier today, you know, I remember 10 years ago, I thought intellectually disabled wouldn't catch on, but now it's kind of, it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works better than mentally retarded.
Yeah. You're saying that you didn't think people would start using that term?
Intellectually disabled? Yeah. I mean, it sounds like.
Sounds too
or
serious.
Or is that just a diss you made up that caught on as the PC term?
No.
No, that's
no.
What
that's not a good diss. It's too serious. Mentally retarded is a much better diss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, intellectually
it's the best diss of all time.
Intellectually yeah. disabled just sounds like you're stupid, which I guess sort of is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you are. Yeah, no, I just didn't think that the people would actually say intellectually disabled.
Going to start being...
Well, it would sound like, after time, it would sound like it was bad, you know, like special became...
It
like,
will, though, eventually.
No, it hasn't. I don't think it will.
No, nah, they're going to do something else.
Maybe we've finally found the word, you know?
Because it's not
intellectually fun. Intellectually disabled?
Well, wait, isn't disabled bad? Oh, no, handicapped is bad.
I was watching videos of this Down syndrome guy that enters powerlifting competitions.
Hell yeah, and he wins all of them.
In, like, places. You know, yeah. He gets in, like, third or whatever.
Is that fair? That's kind of like taking steroids.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Imagine how much that... No, they're not actually stronger.
It's like...
Down syndrome people have, like, horrific core strength.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think their limbs work the same, but, yeah, they don't have very good core strength.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's part of the disease.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really? What if they did some Billy Blanks Tai Bo?
Maybe their dad was shooting Billy Blanks. You know? That's what happened. Tai Bo is, oh man, mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
You got it.
Okay.
I believe in you, man. I'm spotting you right now.
You're pushing me up the mountain.
Yep. Yep.
Tai Bo, come on, baby. We got it. Tai, are we doing Asian?
Tai Bo is when the Down syndrome guy misspells something on the computer.
There it is. We always believed in you, Nick.
Well done.
You always had it in you, man.
Well done.
I did it, Tai Bo.
I did it, Tai Bo.
That's really good.
Thanks. Listen, man, when you look down, there was two sets of footprints.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I was lifting your feet while I was fucking you in the ass on the beach.
But then wouldn't there be one set
of footprints? You get it, man.
I get it. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So he did good in the weightlifting competition?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he comes in like... third or whatever he places every
nice.
Time
uh-huh.
which
yeah.
can you imagine you're like a you take powerlifting pretty seriously
yeah.
and you show up and you're like you got your dumb little rubber suit on
yep.
and
that little belt
you know, you're your fucking belt. Smelling salts and you know you're listening to a Atreyu and you're fucking your SRT Raptor out in the parking lot and you're like dude bro, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna prove that that black guy that's fucking my wife now isn't better than me. I'm gonna do it once and for all. And then you get in there and then it's like, oh, looks like Down syndrome Mikey's making an appearance today. And you're like, God damn it. Every time that Down syndrome man takes the only thing I have away from me is squatting weights, that mentally retarded character.
That ID.
Yeah, he's what about my Dick Dastardly is that Down syndrome guy.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Downs.
Dick Downstardly? Who's Dick Dastardly?
I don't know.
Dick Dastardly is that cartoon character that ties up women and puts them on a train.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the curly mm-hmm. mustache. Yeah.
If you use that as a verb, that's me when I have sex. I Dick Dastardly.
Dick Downwardly?
Yeah.
Downward
Dick.
That's my favorite
yoga
position.
Oh, yeah. It's just my cock is down. It's hard, but down. I push it down.
That sex position where it's just like the pogo stick type of thing,
mm-hmm.
it's very funny. Like, I can't take myself seriously.
Do you mean you're laying
that.
Completely horizontal and your dick is just straight vertical?
No, you're like up and then...
Oh, they're bouncing on your cock like a pogo
no,
stick.
No, they're like kind of on the mattress and then you're sort of...
Oh, wait,
you're
sort doing
the pogo stick.
Well, yeah, why would you do
I
that?
I was watching porn the other
so
day.
So you're doing... cowboy, not cowgirl, cowboy.
It's like, yeah, it's like the girl's ass is in the air.
She's grabbing your hips and moving you
the girl's
up and down.
Ass is in the air, and then your penis is facing downward.
We need to do a check-in on Adam's weight. What are you weighing these days?
I think I'm weighing...
109?
I think I'm weighing more.
97
like the most.
Pounds?
No, I think I'm weighing the most I've ever weighed.
Which is?
Probably like 148.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah, which is around the same as
you're
Nick,
fat,
probably.
Dude. No, I'm 157 now. Yeah. I gained 7 pounds from that box of Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got pretty fucking lean last week, though.
Hey, man.
I'm going to get back.
It's all about looking at your abs for yourself.
Yeah.
And not quite beating off, but wishing you were aroused.
Oh, I
beat
off looking at my abs in the mirror.
You beat off in the mirror?
Only when I have abs.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, why not? You know, I'm a businessman now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what businessmen do.
Mm-hmm.
They all look at their abs and beat off in the mirror. And then they get other businessmen with abs to come over.
I think that's what Occupy was about, is to get them to stop doing that. We got to make these guys stop doing that thing where they jack off to themselves.
It's destroying the
economy. A guy who only think businessmen are just from American Psycho or whatever. Not American Psycho. Is that the one?
That part is...
American Taibo, and it's about a retarded guy.
It's about one Taibo that changed the course of history.
Don't just stare at it, eat it. There's like two prostitutes, and one of them's got a bunch of Swedish fish. Don't just stare at it, eat it.
Instead of business cards, it's his Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a really good Pokemon deck.
Yeah. If you excuse me, I have to go return some videotapes. he's got that guy sitting on his couch while he's describing why Raffy's great. Well, when Raffy first released this album, it was kind of down tempo, and many people didn't understand it. But if you really listen to Raffy's lyrics, it's not about the wheels on the bus so much as it is about the bus itself. American Taibo, based on the coloring book by Bret Easton Ellis. Based on the Chuck Palahniuk coloring book, American Taibo.
Oh, yeah, dude, sign me up for that shit. Damn, boys. So, what, you know, we talked about Dow Jones. What are your financial hot takes, Nick?
How about Downs Jones?
There we go.
And it's like a cool black guy with Downs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How y'all doing? What y'all talking about, finance?
That's good.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's Downs Jones.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Downs Jones down 6 points in Mario Party today. His favorite game. Ain't nothing, baby. We're coming back, baby. You know it. Ain't a thing, slick.
So he's also a 70s black Down syndrome guy.
He's like older, cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Got a nice hat.
What's going on, Jack? Oh, I like that girl. She's foxy. She's so foxy to me.
It would be funny to teach a bunch of intellectually disabled people old slang.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
And then they're just talking amongst, and everyone's confused. It's like, is that part of the disease?
Mm.
Are they behind like 30 years on slang? You could probably convince someone of that.
I'm sure that's what people would think, that it's part of the disease.
Or part of the thing, you know.
Yeah. No, yeah. I hear that. That makes sense to me.
You know what I'm saying, man?
Uh-huh.
Just kinda,
that would be pretty
kinda
cool.
Kind of sets him back.
When I started smoking weed again,
I got high
the other night, and I watched another Steve Harvey special.
Very nice.
Which I've done before. I used to do that. That was my old move when I would get high, is watch Steve Harvey specials.
Are they on Netflix?
I don't know. You're on YouTube.
Okay.
I was watching one that was shot in 2001, and he's dressed in a yellow zoot suit.
Oh,
so it's like 6 years after the mask came out.
Salute.
So there's no way that like nobody stopped him and was like, Steve, you look like the mask.
Well, he said somebody stopped
Somebody stopped Steve.
Yeah. Somebody stopped Steve.
He's like, P-A-R-T-Y? Well, you shouldn't be. Somebody needs to lock these kids up. Now, he has this fucking hilarious bit on that special where he's like, men ain't shit, And women need a man. Here's what you got to do is you got to assemble a man. He's like, beautiful. So you're going to get four different type of men. He's like, the first type of man you're going to get is a gay man. And he's like, because he wants to listen to all your stories. listen to all your stories. And he goes, because he'll sit there and listen to you all day because he's just trying to, you know, pick up a couple of traits so he can go downtown and get a man of his own.
Incredible. gay men need to
hang out with women to copy.
To go downtown.
Fuck yeah, that rules.
Yeah.
That's a great understanding of gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the other three guys?
It's an old man.
An old man.
Okay. I forget what the third one was, and then the last one is... a mandingo type.
Yes.
To fuck you.
To blow your back out.
And right, yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Interesting.
You know, so he's like, you get the mandingo comes and fucks you. The other guy takes care of your kids. He's like, you get a nice guy. You get a nice guy to take care of your kids. You get the fucking old guy to pay for, you know, the night out. The mandingo fucks you. And then the big punchline at the end is, and then you call up that sissy and tell him all about it.
Oh, no.
Which, honestly, structurally, great joke.
It is, yeah.
The whole fucking thing is, like, perfectly done. It harkens back to a time where stand-up actually took effort, and it's not, like...
Hearing sissy, though, is, like, that's one that, like,
sissy
catches me off guard. Yeah, because it's
that's,
you know,
1950s.
That's like
you call up that Nancy boy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's you, Adam. He's talking about you and
Nancy.
Story.
You are. Yeah, you're the sissy. Yeah.
I don't like listening to anyone's anything.
That's true.
Let alone problems.
Yeah. You don't even listen to other sentences coming out of the mouths of people speaking
even
directly
to
you're doing
talking.
A podcast with.
I listen, guys. I've listened attentively because I've been playing with this bottle opener in my head.
Something to fidget with.
It's helped me.
Man, I stopped by the Victorinox flagship store.
We went there before.
The what?
Yeah. With Soho.
I was with
the Swiss Army knife store.
I was with an associate of mine who was in the market for a knife. So we went to the we went to the Victorinox store to purchase a knife, and I said, these are got a lifetime warranty on them, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, yes, we don't actually service them here, but we can send it off for you.
To Switzerland?
And yeah, they mailed my fucking knife off.
To the fucking Alps, baby.
To have it re-machined.
Wow. Beautiful.
Cool. Which is like, I didn't think I'd be one of those guys that would go get his knives re-machined, but here I am. But now it's like I keep panicking and thinking I've lost my keys because I don't have the weight of that knife in my pocket.
Oh, so you keep the knife on deck.
He's always got it on.
I always carry a blade on me.
Tybo, is that you?
I was doing Will Keith.
Oh, okay.
You know that big fat guy that has the sword videos?
Yeah.
Calls the swords and says blades.
Yeah. That guy rules.
Yeah. Well, the most important part of the blade is when you open a new blade.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, that rocks.
Wait, who needed a knife?
An associate of mine.
Wait, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
What are you doing with the associates?
I got a lot of people that I talk to, spend time with, do favors for me.
That's not true, dude. You got me in stock.
No, I got hookups.
Yeah,
hookups. I got all kinds of deals.
Oh yeah, you got a guy at the Apple Store, right?
No, he quit the Apple Store.
Where's he working now?
He sells knives.
He actually,
yeah, it's the
he's
one guy.
He actually sent me his resume to be a producer on the show. So obviously, he's not doing too well.
Is he? Like I said, he's got to either be a gay guy, which we have, or someone with big tits.
What's that?
The two kinds of producers: gay guy, you make fun of, a girl.
No, he seemed like a nice guy. We'll see how much people hate that. I think I got it figured out this time.
Okay, nice.
I listened back to it. It sounds fine. We all listened to it. It sounds fine.
I didn't listen to it.
Well, it sounds fine. And maybe a little bit quieter than the other ones, but everything's...
Oh, quieter than the one last week.
Yes.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Well, I want to go a little bit quieter.
Yes,
you know?
Of course.
I think that might help.
Mm-hmm. A little bit softer now.
Smooth, like we mentioned in the beginning.
Smooth operator.
Silky. Dulcet. What does dulcet mean? I've
smooth
heard that.
Brain.
It's just a...
Dulcet tones?
It's just a word people use that no one knows the meaning
But does
of.
It mean like quiet? Does
I think it
mean
means
like...
quiet or smooth or pleasing or something. I know it's good.
Yeah, like a lullaby is dulcet maybe.
I mean, I'm not going to look that shit up.
Yeah, I don't mean either. Fuck it. Fuck it, baby. But I do want to know, actually, now that I say it. But
I'm
whatever.
Horny.
You want Adam to suck you off?
Yeah.
Adam, get to work.
For what?
Come I'm horny.
Tybo.
Do they have they have gay people in their community?
Yes, of course,
dude. Yeah. We've been over this.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
one of them.
Mm.
You're gay and retarded.
That's fine.
I had a friend who used to teach at a school for the intellectually disabled.
I rewatched that video that Pia Glenn made of...
The what?
Pia Glenn's Black Weekend update where she goes in on me.
Oh, I don't remember that.
No.
Oh, yeah. She's like, there's a writer on Thought Catalog named Nicole Mullen, which is really Nick Mullen.
Awesome.
Posts this goofy-ass picture. I mean, it's a really funny segment.
Oh, really?
She gets you good? She doesn't, really.
It's not.
I mean, it's like this is just a fucking white man doing like base level comedy. And it's like, yep,
yeah, that's it. You got us, baby.
And she's like, it's not funny. It's like makes me laugh. I don't know what to tell you.
Pia.
Yeah, Pia what? In my mouth. Pia Glenn. Pete? She's Salman Rushdie's ex girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Salman lays the pipe, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be funny to see Salman Rushdie.
That might be my sex idol. Because if Salman Rushdie? I want to be the number one fat bald guy.
Yeah, just
fucks.
The ugliest shit bald guy. Well, that's like, yeah, girl, you know, man, these Muslims is trying to kill my ass. They're like, he's so dangerous. Oh my god.
Oh, I need to get a fatwa?
Oh
yeah,
my
you need
god.
A fatwa.
I need a
he's
fatwa.
He's so dangerous. Muslims want to kill him.
Yeah.
You know, I drew Muhammad.
I'm about to draw Muhammad. I was just going to say that. I'm about to draw Muhammad right now. If they'll get me pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get an Etch-A-Sketch.
But you need to get the whole country of Iran to want to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to write some satanic verses, baby. Yeah.
Will I get to fuck a hot Iranian girl?
The satanic hook.
Mm-hmm.
The satanic chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Is that what he did? He did some satanic shit?
He wrote a book
called The Satanic Verses.
The Satanic Verses.
Oh, nice. And it's about the devil?
Yeah, no, it's
pussy.
About how Muslims are the devil.
Oh, damn.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn, I really like
about how they use their hand to wipe their ass.
One hand and one to eat,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think is a good system, actually.
Well, I mean, that's not as bad as the French who just don't wipe at all.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
True.
That's why you have hair on your ass, because the hair wipes your ass. Why would that take the poop out? It's to me, it is better to leave it in because, it's style.
It looks good when you have your ass cheeks completely covered in diarrhea.
Yeah. I went to Metrograph the other night.
To see what?
Lola.
What is that? Like an old movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
it cool. sounds like a movie in the 50s about a slut.
It is.
Really?
It's not Lolita.
No, it's not Lolita. I didn't...
Your favorite movie.
I didn't say the name of the movie wrong.
Yeah.
You might have forgot
that. Lolita, yeah. The part that I see you watch every time I come... You're always watching a couple specific scenes from that movie, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I come into your home, it's kind of weird.
It's the scene with Dustin Hoffman's penis.
Yeah, you're just slow motion, putting the part where you see his cock. You've actually edited so that you don't see a woman
Lolita.
Anywhere. Whatever, man. You're watching that. Maybe it's not Lolita, but and actually sometimes it's just you just Google Dustin Hoffman's penis.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's what I thought.
Man,
his
who
penis
cares?
Isn't in that movie.
Yeah,
his penis isn't.
The point is, you look at Dustin Hoffman's penis a lot when I come into your apartment.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
Dust him Hoffman.
Yeah.
That's when the Adam fills his bug mouth with a bunch of dust.
Get his
old cock. Does the grapefruit trick?
Yeah,
I got him pretty good there.
Tybo.
He keeps popping up.
All right, tonight on Roast Battle, what everyone's been fucking waiting for, Luis J. Gomez will battle a man with Down syndrome. Who will win? Honestly, we all pretty much know the answer immediately.
But who's going to win in the fucking boxing match / spelling bee afterwards?
We also know who will win that one.
That'd be cool if Tybo was an insult comment.
I mean, how far away are we from that?
From having
a retarded guy would be awesome at roast battles.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd crush.
Lewis,
you dumb bitch.
Lewis calls himself the Puerto Rican rattlesnake because he lives under a rock with his career And he makes a bunch of noise. Thank you. Last joke.
Damn. What else, boys? What else is going on in damn current events? You know, the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell of a Philadelphia. Game. Nick, did you watch it?
I watched, yeah, actually, I was shooting pool, but it was on.
Oh, nice.
It was an entertaining game.
It was a good
game. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. I was in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, it was fun.
I loved it.
Yeah.
They ate dogs. They ate horse shit, Philly. Philly fans ate horse shit to celebrate, I guess.
Yeah, that rules.
What?
I don't know.
There's
man.
A video of, like, on Broad Street.
Eating horse shit.
They were, like, flipping over cars, and there was pandemonium, and then some dude in a Donovan McNabb jersey. They were like, do it, do it. His face is just in the horse shit. Then he just eats it, like, very delicately, and then everyone starts cheering.
I mean, that's better than people were expecting hate crimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if all we got was somebody eating horse shit, that's great.
No, the racist team lost, you know?
It's, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. That was the narrative everyone put in, you know.
Yeah, fuck
that
you,
Tom Brady
sure.
lost and it was a win for all POCs.
Mm-hmm. Well, they already said they're not going to the White House.
All of them?
All of them as a team
cool.
were like, fuck Trump.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Because they got Chris Long. Shouts out to Chris Long. He
how
fucking...
about as a name for retarded people? It's people of colored pencils. People of coloring books. Well, as a person of coloring books myself.
That's where we go after intellectually disabled POCBs.
Oh fuck, dude.
Yeah, that was really cool. And the one Cumtown related aspect to the game that was really just the background was, of course, the fact that Tom Brady was outed as a sun kisser on the lips.
He's gay with his. So it was. I was kind of torn because, on one hand, I don't want New England to win.
Right, but on the other hand, we got to support.
He was gay with his son.
Someone being gay with their dad.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So. And he's been gay with his dad. He's kissed his dad on the lips.
He kissed and Belichick kissed his daughter on the lips.
But that doesn't count. That's not being gay with your dad.
Well, that was just hot.
That was just some sexy shit.
That was too normative for us.
Oh, yeah. Also, I watched Two Bills. It's a documentary about Bill Belichick when he was younger.
And Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells.
Yeah, and the 30 for 30.
Bill Parcells has just an awesome, like, he's so fat in, like, a fucking, like, lunch lady way.
Yep.
Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick just
has no personality.
He looks awesome though. He's wearing like short shorts in the 70s. It kind of rules.
Yeah.
It's nice to see, you know, fat old guys how they used to be sexy.
Heads up, motherfuckers. I said okay to this guy to print this order off. So I got t-shirts coming. At least one design. So I guess I'll be up front. I bought a domain name and the plan is to just put a storefront on there. Because I don't think... There's no reason to have a fucking website. There's been some sort of like dispute going on between the Reddit people about like a Discord server.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what it is.
What's that mean?
I don't know what it is. It's like a way for people who like the show to chat with each other. So
oh,
I was
like
somebody told me to set one up through Patreon because Patreon has some kind of integration. But I guess like what that would mean is that people would have to pay money to just talk to other
chat?
People. Yeah, talk to other people who like the show.
Yeah, what if they don't subscribe to
Patreon? Yeah, that's, yeah. So that's a waste. So just for the URL, what it's going to be is like if you subscribe to the Patreon, you'll be able to log in and you get like free shipping and like $5 off like merch orders.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very generous.
And then at some point, no, it's just business, you fucking idiot.
I think it's very generous.
I would make back the
I'm calling you a good guy.
I would make
right
back
now.
The fucking percentage point as soon as the second month rolls
it's
over.
It's not business.
Sorry,
it's
Nick.
Not personal, it's business, man.
Sorry, Nick. I think you're a good guy and you can't change my mind about that, okay?
Shut up.
Adam's home address is to be disclosed. If you subscribe to the Patreon.
If you're not a subscriber, you get Adam's home address.
$15 a month.
Premium subscribers.
Figure out where I lay my head every night.
Yeah, but also, I'm excited about this. Boys, voucher me. Tell everyone how nice the shirt looks.
It's a good-ass shirt design. The shirt looks really good. We're very proud.
Yeah, it's just one right now. But so what I'm going to do is... And I'll say this. If you hit me up on Instagram for now, once I get the shirts in until I can set up the storefront, because it's going to cost, I guess, a decent amount of money to just have that storefront set up from the guy I talked to. If you want a shirt, I'll put the design on Instagram, and then we'll just do PayPal for now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a premium subscriber, hold off until I can set up the storefront so you can get the discount.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fair.
That sounds
fair. And also, while we're doing this right now, we have a show at Caroline's on the 15th, which I'm not sure how well we've gotten the word out about it.
But, oh, yeah. We really need to promote that because we've only sold like 4 tickets. Have we? I think so. I don't know. I haven't checked.
Yeah. So next week on Thursday, we're doing a live Come Town at Caroline's on Broadway, and we're going to be doing the full hour 15 or whatever, just the three of us on stage. So it won't be like Funny Moms where it's us fucking around at the beginning for 20 minutes and then stand up. It's just going to be us doing a live podcast. Based on the one in DC, it went really well. So
yeah, please come out.
Please come out. And it's if you haven't been to Caroline's before, it's pretty cool to see a show there.
Yeah, I'm going to email them now and figure out where our ticket sales are at. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a second.
To have sex.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? Take off your underwear, throw it away, because we got some brand new underwear for you. Mack Weldon. It's better than whatever you're wearing right now. Mack Weldon is a brand new underwear company that believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. Go online. It's the easiest online shopping experience you'll ever have. I've done it myself. It was great. I got some great underwear. I got some very comfortable socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants. Most comfortable hoodies and sweatpants I've ever had. They got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which is a Neil deGrasse Tyson term for they eliminate odor. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it, and Mack Weldon will refund you, no questions asked. So it's a nice little scam to get a free pair of underwear. And not only do they make underwear, socks, and shirts that look good, they also perform well, too. So you can wear them to CrossFit, wear them to the gym, wear them to your second CrossFit session for the day, go out on a date, leave the date early to go back to CrossFit, keep the underwear on, you know, shower with the underwear on, immediately go right back to CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
4 CrossFit sessions a day. And I don't fuck anymore, but I go to CrossFit a lot, and I've been wearing Mack Weldon underwear the whole time. Keeps me tight in the hole. And what hole is that? Squatting? No, K-hole. I'm fucked up on ketamine every time I go to the gym. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN, everybody. The greatest promo code you've ever heard in your life. CUMTOWN, 20% off, MackWeldon.com. Check them out. And we're back.
Let's
we're
just roll, baby.
Roll right into the episode.
And not to toot our own horns, and we won't mention the company unless you motherfucking pay us, but our Super Bowl picks were correct.
Yes.
I hope you made some money on the Eagles.
I also made that pick to people in DMs.
Oh, really?
People come to me with gambling questions because of my crypto calls.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, we were right about the amount of Trump tweets. We were right about the concussion. All the prop bets we got
right. We were right.
Make sure you actually talk into the microphone and do
I'm
your
talking
job.
Into the microphone.
No,
right
you
now.
Were looking at Stav and holding the microphone to your cheek.
But my mouth was speaking into the microphone.
No, it was
I got
not.
Something about to hold up to your cheek, Adam. Do you want to know what it is? I'm not going to tell you, but it's my penis.
You just told
him. You me. Told him.
But no, it's a misdirected text in my balls.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so Frazier's dad died, guys.
Yeah, oh shit. I forgot about that.
That's
John
sucks.
Mahoney.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was British. Did you know he was British?
Yep. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And his sons weren't British.
Yeah, even
that's,
though,
wow, that's hence twist. Acting, you fucking idiot.
That's wild though, bro.
Yeah.
He didn't seem British at all. Because like even McNulty.
Dog. Yeah.
McNulty, he seems British. You know, I kind of know he's not from Baltimore.
Right. Yeah.
Well, his accent on The Wire is terrible.
Yeah.
It's not very
but
good.
Even
wasn't that
shit.
Episode where he has to do an,
a like, British he does a Baltimore accent.
He does,
no, he
but it
do
sounds
a British
ridiculous.
Accent. He has to do a British accent on a sting.
He does that too
okay,
when he
that's
fucks
not what
two
we're
horse.
Talking about. We're talking about a different
when
episode.
When he does the murder, when he's faking the murderer, he
you
has
you calm
like,
down, Adam.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I know you thought you knew something and you could have corrected someone.
I've seen
but
The
you're
whole
actually
Wire.
Wrong.
I've seen it, guys.
He, yeah.
Actually, you've seen a show called The Liar, and it's the self-facing camera on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
When you were looking at yourself and your phone while watching a different TV
and
show.
And if anyone's interested in watching that show, it's going to be on Showtime.
When you walk through the garden, you will encounter a bug.
Yeah, he does a horrible, like, Glenn Burney-ish, over-the-top Baltimore accent.
He definitely worked with a dialect coach.
And then he does, but he does do the British. That's
What's
a funny
up,
episode.
Man? My name's Dialect. Yeah, I work in the major motion picture industry. Did you hear about this fucking, this FEMA contractor, FEMA, like, awarded,
yeah,
like, $150 million contract to some lady that's, like, Divine Inspirations LLC. You know,
incredible.
Like, she's, I'm sure she spent most of the money on scented candles and bath bombs.
Yeah, they ordered, like, 3.5 million meals.
Yeah, 30 million meals, and she made 30 million meals.
Yeah,
yeah, 30 million meals, and she delivered like 20,000.
Oh,
50,000.
Yeah,
that's
it's
wild,
a disaster.
Dude.
Yeah,
and like probably nothing's gonna happen. Like Puerto Rico's just gonna keep getting fucked.
Yeah,
and she's just gonna like not have to pay the money back or something. I don't fucking
know.
It's
still fucked there, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, they're real fucked.
Well, the meal, the problem is that they're so fucking picky with the meals.
It's true.
They would only eat like mofongu and and macaw chicken wings.
Macaw wings, deep fried macaw wings.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I need my fucking $20,000 dinner, man. You gotta kill these delicious fruity birds. The hurricane, she make it so I cannot eat my pretty birds. I want to eat the spicy pretty birds, but I can't.
Well, I had no idea that was the biggest problem in Puerto Rico right now.
Yeah, I got my finger on the pulse. I know what's going on down there in Puerto Chico, where I had my summer vacation this year.
That's right.
Last year. I was, you know, I was wearing that Panama hat while nude in my bedroom the other day.
Yeah. Of course.
And I thought, what a nice little trip that was.
To Puerto Rico.
Smoking
Puerto
some cigars. Yeah.
You enjoy, every time I've asked you how it was, you said you did,
yeah,
not,
you did
enjoy,
not enjoy yourself.
But. Yeah, but it's now I've spent some time away. You know
so
what I like?
So now you're like, oh, it was a great trip.
Yeah, I like looking back on things when you can't remember the pain. You
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
being dark.
It
know?
Is funny because it's like.
Understanding your dark past.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The heart, the struggle I went through and being forced to go to Puerto Rico for a birthday.
It is funny because if we think about like when we met and became friends, it's like funny stories we've told. Both of us were probably at the one of the worst parts of our lives.
That's true.
We were so depressed.
You were like 650 pounds.
Yeah, I was fat as shit.
I was ordering wine at sidebar to prevent myself from drinking. The wine had dust in it.
Yeah, it was horrible. They were like not even sure they had it.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh yeah, I mean, I guess if you want to drink this.
Right.
But now we look back fondly.
Yeah, life is good now.
If you think my dick doesn't work now, whew. Should have seen when I was fat, even
fatter. Oh, it was worse then.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it just got worse as you got older.
Yeah, really? Your dick.
The fatter
used to
I get,
not work better?
The fatter I get, the worse my dick is.
Are you sure that's how it works?
For
I
sure.
Guess so. Yeah, yeah.
For sure. No, it's
circulation.
Yeah, it's a circulation problem.
Yeah.
That's and then that when I hit sense. The when I hit the stationary, that's why I'm going to get a stationary bike
in your apartment,
my bedroom.
That's why I'm on my new thing now is smirculation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like to smile at my dick until it gets hard. I like to give my dick a little grimace.
Oh, a grimace to get it back soft?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to get a little bike for my balls. My balls are the feet, and my dick is the head.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I would like it if my dick and balls could walk like the keep on trucking guy.
Yeah, for sure, man.
That'd be a cool look.
That would be an awesome look. Just put your balls on a table and just fucking start wandering. That would be fucking cool. I also watched a bunch of movies this weekend.
I watched the Sopranos episode last night where Tony takes Meadow to college.
That's the
a
best
good one.
Episode.
It's I don't know if it's
the best,
but it's a
but
great
it's
episode.
It's considered the best episode by a lot of people.
Adam's opinionsource.com. He pays $15 a month to get opinions told to him by other people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait, is that the one where he stays at the hotel and has like dreams and shit? What happens in that one?
He sees the guy
that those episodes are great though.
He sees a snitch.
He sees
that is
guy
a really
and then he kills
one.
Him.
That is a really fucking
and Meadow
good one.
Asks him if he's in the mob.
Yeah.
But Meadow knows what's up.
No, but she like
Meadow's
says
known
to him,
what's
like,
up.
I know you're in the mob, and he's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah,
yeah."
But and I, whatever.
I love that speech Meadow gives when it's somebody's funeral.
How about Meadow Socrano, right? Like S O C R A Y O N O.
Okay.
And yeah, she has Down syndrome.
What about Meadow Secretion?
How about Tony Soprano?
Okay.
You know, it's the same premise.
Okay.
Yeah. I figured that.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Tone. I don't have any more jelly beans,
what
Tone.
What the fuck is the matter with you, Tony?
Tone, stop eating all my Twizzlers.
Come, I've been going to therapy. Come, I've been going to speech pathology. Tony Soprano.
Tony, you want me to drive you to the bouncy house? You want me to drive you to Discovery Zone, Tony?
The Chuck E. Cheese.
I watched Heat, which I had never seen.
What?
And it, fuck, how have you never seen Heat?
It ruled.
You haven't seen anything. Movie. It was crazy. Last night I was like, I just typed in like best thrillers of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I look at the list and it's like, I've seen every single one of these movies.
What are some movies?
Well, like the Hitchcock movies?
Yeah, there's thrillers? Hitchcock movies on there, but then there's like other shit. It's just, you know, I mean, that's like. Yeah,
is Heat considered a thriller?
No.
It's an action.
It's a caper.
Ooh, caper. I like capers.
Yeah. Well, Caperberry.
I love Caper. I don't know what Caperberry is, but I want it.
A bagel. A lot.
But yeah, it was good as fuck.
Charlize is in that, right? She's so hot in that.
Charlize Theron?
No, she's not.
Who plays the fucking wife? Val Kilmer's wife.
Ashley Judd.
Yeah.
She is.
She's
hot.
A fucking.
Yo, Val Kilmer's looking good as hell.
In that movie?
I forget because he's fat as hell and looks terrible now.
Yeah.
But he like.
I think he's sick.
He's sick? Oh, damn.
So.
Sorry, man.
He's one of my faves.
Apparently, he's a real asshole.
Of course.
Is
dude.
He?
Yeah.
He tweets some funny shit every once in a while. But that's a good... De Niro's... And Pacino just, like, goes between, like, being awesome and then being hilarious.
They did a movie a couple years ago. They were like, we're back together again. And then it was, like, one of the worst movies
I remember that. Yeah. I believe I was working at Blockbuster at the time.
Yeah.
It was a while
ago. You were a Blockbuster guy and you haven't seen any movies?
Yeah.
That was, like, the best part about Blockbuster is you could talk to the Blockbuster guy about movies and you've seen fucking everything.
I watched a lot of... I hadn't seen anything going in. Like, if
you're like, yeah, see, my thing is more of the candy.
No, I saw a bunch of Scorsese movies that I hadn't seen.
Like what?
King of Comedy.
Oh my god,
I love that.
Did you watch Bringing Out the Dead?
Not this time.
Did you watch Bringing Out the Dead?
No.
You fucking imbecile.
I watched History of Violence.
It doesn't hold up.
It doesn't hold up.
I loved it when I was a teenager.
It wasn't as good as I remembered. Yeah,
I watched History of Violence.
It is nice to get a glimpse of an old type of New York that doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah, like the fucking, where was it, like Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah it's like Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah,
95.
Just when it was
shit.
All crackheads and trannies. Yeah, and stuff.
Even in 95, it was that bad?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, it was
up until like the late 90s, like early. My aunts lived in Hell's Kitchen my whole life. And I remember like going to visit.
I was just there. It's pretty cool now. It's like,
yeah.
Do you remember?
I mean, it's
Mark
not cool.
Like prostitutes walking around. Yeah. What's that?
Mark Anthony's character in that movie? He was like the local drug addict.
Yeah. But Does he get impaled on the thing at the end or.
I forget what happens to him, but he's just constantly covered in shit. Like the entire movie, and then you watch it and you realize, oh my god, that's Mark Anthony.
But how about, let's talk about History of Violence, because I saw that too.
That's good.
I gotta say, Viggo, there's a scene in there where he really eats pussy big time.
Yeah.
And dude, salute to any movie that shows that kind of graphic.
Yeah. I love when the gay son of the mob boss in Eastern Promises, like, you fuck her! You fuck everyone! He's like watching Viggo.
No Eastern Promises spoilers, guys. I haven't seen it yet.
Man, I could rewatch both of those movies.
Let's watch Eastern
They're
Promises
really
sometime.
Yeah.
Wait, bro, I got the projector going.
Did History of Violence?
Yeah.
History of Violence and Eastern Promises. So it's kind of like a little, they're like companion films almost.
Cronenberg, Viggo, double feature.
Yeah.
I'm down to do it.
Viggo was good as hell in that shit, dude.
Yeah.
He's Cronenberg great, man.
And then I watched John Wick also.
The first.
And John Wick is like a hard dick ass version of A History of Violence, if you think about it.
How about John Lick? And it's John, and he's got a big lollipop, and he's always looking on it, and he's like, well, you see my dog.
He's also John got Lick. Down syndrome. No, it's just regular. Doesn't Keanu, like, in real life, he's
you
like...
You stole my twice-ago.
He's, like, fancies himself an intellectual.
No, he's a cool dude.
Oh, so the Adam Friedland
cool. disease. Because, like, the joke about him was that he was retarded,
yeah, he
right?
fancies himself an intellectual.
No, I think Keanu rocks.
Yeah, he does rock, but, like... The joke about
he's
him
a
was
nice
like,
guy.
Whoa, you know,
his life
like
is also
retarded.
Tragic. Everyone he's ever loved has been like fucking.
He's kind of is John Wick.
Same with Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, but Kelsey Grammer seems like a dickhead.
Yeah.
He's a horrible person,
including Mahoney, the Frasier curse.
The Frasier curse, dude. Yeah. That lady with big tits, that blonde lady, his wife.
Yeah.
His ex-wife. Is she
they call that
next?
The Gone with the Wind curse. Everyone who was in the movie Gone with the Wind is dead.
It's crazy. I never
weird?
Thought of that.
You think about that?
Holy
it's
shit.
It's fucking insane, dude. Everyone in Third Man is now dead.
What the fuck? Everyone in Birth of a Nation
is
now dead. The first movie.
Right? That wasn't the first movie.
Wasn't that like one of the first ones?
People say it's like one of the first, you know, great movies, but
which is wild to like put that on the. I feel like you should get disqualified
because it's racist.
How about a movie called Burp of a Nation, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a documentary about microbreweries.
Okay,
for people who like bullshit like that. But then it's also racist.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
a lot of microbrewery guys look like racists.
Yeah,
there's a,
how about
painting?
A sequel to Making a Murderer called Blaming a Black Guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Stephen Avery finally figures out the solution to his problem.
That would be good.
There's a painting in the Met someone was telling me recently people want to take down because the artist, I guess from like the 1800s or whatever, is a pedophile.
Oh,
and
come
the subject
on.
Is a baby.
Well, then we can't
so
even have
like
geometry,
right?
You know?
Because
they were all sucking to measure little boys' cocks.
To figure out how to fuck it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The circumference of which little boy's asshole matches your penis.
Exactly.
That's why they learned not
that's
the Pythagorean
point,
theorem,
and
the other one.
That's why you got to respect the art, you know?
What's the circle one?
Which one? They want, is it Walt Whitman?
Yeah, that's another guy who fucked kids.
Yeah, you can't read any Walt Whitman. No, it's not a Walt
Leaves,
Whitman.
Leaves are his dick, and Wind is a boy's ass.
Yeah.
If you go back and read
No, Leaves of Grass was about smoking weed.
Did you see this thing with Fleetwood Mac? Some people were mad that, like, Fleetwood Mac, apparently all the band members got paid the same, which is, like, initially people were like, oh, that's gender equality. But then it was like, well, Stevie Nicks was the star of the band,
so she
should have gotten way more money.
Yeah, the bassist got as much as Stevie
Nicks.
Okay.
I'm wrong. It was a painting of a young woman with her legs sort of exposed and her panties, like the crotch of her panties. It's by the artist Balthus.
Every medieval... Well, first of all, what does pedophile even mean back then?
Yeah,
because
well,
you got
was,
to just
it means it means someone who fucks.
It was
kids.
Early 20th century.
It had the same meaning back then.
But you know what I mean? Didn't everyone fuck kids? Like, weren't you getting married at 11?
Anyway, the Met has refused.
How about a show instead of Married with Children, it's Married to Children.
Oh,
you're really on today, man.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
How wish have sex.
Dude. It's a kid that's trying to get fucked more. it's the pedophile that molested Blank. Can't get hard.
I forgot
we
about that.
Never
someone
have
else.
Sex out.
Yeah, that's a great story. That's a great story about my friend being assaulted.
Yeah, it was really
Married to Children. About a lazy pedophile who's grown complacent now that his wife is 14.
Yep. Well, I wanted to talk more about that FEMA contractor. That story is so funny.
Let's talk more about it, man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I did mention it, and then we kind of moved on.
You can go back.
No,
I just saw movies, and I wanted to talk about them. I also saw Kill Bill again. It's my favorite movie, I think.
Yeah?
I love Kill Bill.
Your favorite movie out of all
movies? I think so,
yeah.
Why not? Although, now Tarantino's... He said that... What did he say? That like
Roman Polanski...
That girl wanted
didn't
it?
Didn't rape her, but he had sex with her.
That's tough.
I don't know.
I didn't read the thing, but that's just not a good... Why even make a comment, even if you believe that,
I don't,
Quentin?
Yeah, I
you're
don't...
Gonna, you're coming through on his on
no, I
Polanski's
just don't think
side?
It changes whether, like, Kill Bill was good or not.
It doesn't make you feel a little weird?
No.
Listen to this. Doug Shifter, a New York livery driver, said he killed himself to illuminate how ride-hailing services have devastated taxi workers financially.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like that.
He killed himself.
Couldn't you have just written a blog?
Yeah, man.
What a drama queen.
I mean, what, like...
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't like that that guy killed himself. I'll be honest, guys. That's kind of fucked up. Because a Lyft made him kill himself?
Yeah, some. Damn. Last spring, by Ravi Desai, a middle-aged woman without a driver's license and thus an unlikely leader for... What if the podcast is just me reading the New York Times?
That'd be fun.
Is that illegal?
No, I don't think
so. I feel like it would be illegal for me to just read.
You have to change every fourth word.
Oh.
So try it.
Last, it's the gray lady. It's the paper of record.
Last-ass spring... By Ravi Desai, a middle-ass-aged woman without a driver's-ass license and thus an unlikely leader for thousands of mostly male-ass drivers in the world's largest-ass market for hired-ass vehicles.
Dog, loophole, yeah, baby. Yeah. Yep. Let's make our own newspaper.
Got him. New York Times.
The Come Down Times, dude. Yeah.
It was the
New Jack Times.
Just put
ass. Yeah, the New York Ass Times.
The New York Ass Times.
Who's ready for the world ass news today? Delivered an emotional testimony in front of New York Ass City's Taxi and Limousine Commission about the mounting existential difficulty in her field. The executive ass director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Miss Desai had been a labor activist.
We should do that for real.
What, kill ourselves in front of City Hall?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I feel like that's the goal for any white man, is to kill yourself in front of City Hall.
Mm-hmm. They've taken everything from us. Just say they've taken everything from us and let them figure out what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love that Simpsons episode where Homer becomes the sanitation commissioner.
I don't remember that one.
That is a great episode.
What happens in that one?
How
does he get it?
He gets into a fight with the trash men initially because they put a bunch of, like, he didn't want to take the trash out, and they take it out, and then, like, they just pass by him, and he yells at them, and then he gets into a fight with them. And
nice.
They won't pick up his trash anymore. And then Marge forges his signature to write an apology letter to the sanitation.
Hell yeah.
And then he gets into it with the sand. That might be a later episode, too, because I think Steve Martin guest stars as the
sanitation's director.
As the real sanitation guy. Hmm. But it has that musical number, Can't Somebody Else Do It?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't the mob? Yeah. Isn't the mob?
No, Homer starts letting other cities dump their trash into the city, and then the entire city erupts in garbage.
Oh, I remember that, yeah. And there's a wall of garbage?
No, it just boils up from under the... And then they would just move the town. They move the entire town, like,
that's
down, like 5 miles down the road.
That's cool. We should do that with a different planet, huh, boys? Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what Elon Musk is trying to do.
Yeah.
That guy sucks, right? He's selling flamethrowers now, although that's cool.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with Elon Musk, but the people that idolize him are fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're lame ass.
Didn't he, like, fire a secretary or something because she asked for a raise, or...
He's
like a libertarian, sort of.
Oh, yeah, I think he's against unions, maybe.
No,
yeah.
She asked for a raise, and then he was like, how about you just take a week off and let me see what you actually do? And then, like, there was no change in his productivity. He was like, oh, yeah, you're fine. I guess you shouldn't even have been working here.
Damn.
Whoa.
That's cold-blooded, dude.
Yeah, obviously secretaries aren't supposed to do anything.
Yeah, you just look cute for the boss.
Pick up the phone.
You know?
That's all the...
Mm-hmm.
What an asshole.
You know? You get pregnant, you get an abortion, like this, like Mad Men. That's what secretaries do.
Yeah.
Should we get one of those, a Mad Men style secretary?
I'm trying to think of a show called Mad Men, but it's got Don Draper in it.
Don Draper.
Yeah. Can I ask you something? Why do you smoke? No, hold on. Can I ask you something? Why do you eat Butterfingers? I don't know. I guess that's what we ate during the war. I just like it. You just like it. That's perfect. Thank you.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. Fuck Elon Musk, I guess. Shouldn't we have, like, cooler shit by now?
It was cool when he got the... rocket to land right side up. That was pretty cool.
I don't remember that.
That's the coolest thing I think he's done. He, like, got a rocket, like, instead of, like, just, like, you know, falling
that's kind of cool.
Upon reentry, just, to, like, land like Star Wars.
I would, like, just like rich guys to pay to give poor people more money. That's kind of my stance.
I think I don't know enough about it, but I think I'm...
Like, Jeff Bezos probably. And his fucked up eye. Fuck that guy.
How about Jeff Beatsoff?
That's good.
That's cool.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I'd like that guy more than Jeff Bezos.
How about Beth Jazoff?
Jeff Bezos?
Jeff Jazoff.
Jeff Jazoff, yeah. His cool cousin that beats off.
He's always felt inferior to his jacking off mm-hmm. cousin. That's why he became so successful.
Amazoff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Glamazon, he's a gay.
And when I shop so hard, I come. That's, yeah. That's when I Amazoff.
What about the Winter Olympics? Are we excited about those?
Oh, yeah. Did Claire invite you to that Winter Olympics opening ceremony party that starts at 6 a.m.?
I think it was a bit on Facebook.
Oh, was it? Well, she sent me a personal message saying, like, hey, I'm having a... Oh. And I was like, what the...
I don't know, it seems like
a fucking joke.
I don't really read Facebook, but you don't have Facebook, so how else would she do
it? No, it's on Instagram. She messaged me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have a Facebook.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not shitting on Claire, but, like, who the fuck gives a shit about the... Winter Olympics.
I assume it's a bit, but maybe she used to ice skate or something. She seems like she could, or went skiing
maybe.
Or something.
Yeah.
She went skiing once.
I'm just excited for Pyeongchang to finally have its moment in the spotlight.
Pyongyang?
Pyeongchang.
No.
What's that?
Is where the Winter Olympics are.
Is it pronounced
year.
Chang or Yang?
Pyongyang is the capital of North Korea. Yeah, Pyeongchang is where the Winter Olympics is.
In South Korea? Where's Pyeongchang?
Oh, speaking
South
of...
South Korea.
Speaking of, SpaceX has launched into space the world's most powerful rocket, the Falcon Heavy, named after Jonah Falcon. Elon Musk's personal idol.
Yeah.
It's carrying a cherry red sports car as its payload. That is the gayest thing I've ever heard.
He sent a car into space?
Yeah, red sports car.
Ugh. That's so stupid.
Yeah, so some alien's going to find it and be like... This must be a gift.
So he's a
from Earth.
Alien Tybo?
No, that's just what they...
Interesting. Because
they don't have as much oxygen on other planets.
That makes sense. Yeah. They need the chromosomes in their lungs, so they have extra of them.
Mm.
So Elon Musk is just a nerd who's trying to be cool, is really what it comes down to.
I guess he's a billionaire that's trying to live in space off other people's hormones.
And then
or
live for 400 years.
Yeah. Damn.
He definitely is getting some weird injections.
Oh. Okay, yeah, we're at 137 for Caroline's ticket sales.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but
we
should
do more.
Yeah.
What's it, 350?
Should we do a flyer?
Yeah.
We should do a flyer. We are 9 days out.
Yeah, maybe we should.
I'll figure that out today.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Show a little initiative.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You know?
Start
pulling your weight around here.
No, I mean, I'll just find someone else to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I'll make the flyer
delegate.
And I'll put it out today.
Why?
Because I know how to fucking do that kind of thing.
I know how
you
to do it, too.
You can't draw. You're a fucking idiot.
Are
That's
you
true.
Drawing it?
He's been drawing. Yeah.
He's good at drawing.
I know how to draw.
Okay.
Nixon, when he gets in his little fucking artistic...
I didn't send you guys, but this guy took some pictures in D.C. that are very nice.
Nice. Let's see him.
And
Adam just loves pictures of himself. He's a fucking narcissist.
I don't love pictures
He's
of
myself.
He's
like, wow, these pictures are so nice. It's just pictures of him.
It's not it's of me. Of it's him. Of us.
Me and you are eating saltines
yeah,
in the background 15 feet away.
That's not true.
It's Adam with a fat guy and a different guy with a mustache. It's like, guys, look how good we look.
Adam's just completely zoomed in on his own face.
I'm not. That's not true.
Wow. What a great picture of us.
They are nice pictures of us. I'll show them to you.
I want to see them too, man.
You asshole.
But it's
you guys look cute.
Thanks, man.
And I look cute too. And yes,
that was
guess
a fun
what?
Trip. I want to go on another trip.
We gotta book shows on the road.
I'm working on it. I got Austin coming up. Yeah, yeah.
We gotta talk.
Well, we gotta
figure
out this
Caroline's
thing because if we don't sell out Caroline's, we're fucked. Because I'm looking
pathetic.
I'm looking at venues in Austin. I got Matt Bearden's helping me out.
Bro, we're not.
Yeah,
fucked.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
won't be. Fucked.
We're not gonna be fucked.
137 right. a week out's fine. We'll get it go. We'll get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what were we at when with Black Hat like a week out? We were at like
I can
300.
Check for you.
Yeah, but
we've been
it
promoting
better.
It for fucking a month in advance. Yeah.
Guys, you got to come out February 15th. There's no funny moms.
Yeah.
Ever again, actually.
Unless
we're having
we sell
a dispute
out.
With
unless we sell out.
There's no funny moms next week. Just the show at Caroline's, and then we'll be back at. Come on, everybody!
Don't
on
tell
the 27th,
that.
I believe.
No, we won't be unless
we
sell it
be.
Out.
Unless we sell, yeah. If we don't sell out, we're
going
to fucking kill ourselves.
Yeah,
we
we're
going to
kill Adam.
Path.
Yeah, we got to sell out. This
and we're all going to do it. We're all definitely going to kill ourselves.
Adam's going
to
go first.
Read to it.
I'm
not going to
go first, but we are
going to
do it.
because I believe you guys, but I just want you guys to.
No, you're going first.
I'm going to kill myself in front of City Hall, and then the New York Times has to write an article about it.
And then we'll sell out the next one for sure.
Yeah, they're like, this guy killed himself because nobody came to his show at Caroline's.
Yeah. So please don't do that, guys.
The editor-in-chief of the New York Ass Times.
You know how the pot is when Nick is clearly reading his phone and me and Adam are just going back and forth? Imagine that's what the pot is if we don't sell out Caroline's and Nick kills himself. So
yeah, it's just going to be me and Stav going back and forth.
I mean, you're lucky that I'm not at 8% body fat yet, because obviously I can't kill myself until...
That's true.
I might spend my last Patreon check on liposuction.
Right. Oh, yeah. I kill myself. That's good.
Bring the body fat down.
That would be cool. If you got liposuction, that would be really funny, actually.
Where would you get it suctioned from?
Lower back and lower stomach.
Your lower... Is that where you possess fat?
That's where everybody does, yeah.
Lower back?
That's the first place you gain weight is... Mm. You know, like this area, the love handle.
Oh, yeah, the love handle.
Yeah.
The muffin tops.
Yeah. That's the first place you gain weight, last place you lose it.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, unless you have... It's too much estrogen in your bloodstream.
Uh-huh.
In which case, you get breasts and hip fat, leg fat. I've never gained weight on my legs, ever.
Really?
Never once.
No.
It's never fucking happened to me once in my fucking life.
Little chicken leg ass.
Yeah, I'm a chicken leg, too.
No,
yeah.
I don't have chicken legs.
I'm what they call a chicken head, actually.
You're a real chicken head.
Bark, bark, chicken. Bark, bark.
I'm a real chicken hood rat.
The beautiful chicken. We cannot have her anymore because of the hurricane. She take that beautiful chicken. And she kill her.
How about this?
So FEMA paid $5 each for those meals.
Yeah.
Probably.
It was an enormous contract.
What about this for a
That's
good
insane.
Joke?
Just send McDonald's. Yeah. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Just fucking contract it out to McDonald's.
$5.50 each for those meals. I don't know if it was landed or whatever.
It's like this stupid combination of like, all right, we're going to have something bloated and huge like the government deal with like disaster relief, which like the government should be doing.
Yeah.
But then we're going to contract this all out to fake tiny companies.
Tiffany Brown.
Right, yeah.
And her 11 employees.
Yeah, black ladies.
Zero employees.
She's
like Trump.
Do we know if she's black?
100%. First of all you need to say is government contractor and then you know.
No, dude. What the fuck?
I mean, a lot of them. My dad works for like a contractor in the entire office. Office is all just, you know who.
Yeah, I don't know if most of government contractors are black people is true.
I don't know. I feel like that's the federal government, the federal government is filled with black people.
Well, yeah, but those are actually
people who live in D.C.
Yeah.
But like government contractors are like,
yeah. Also, when I think government contracts,
consulting it like,
yeah, consulting, yeah,
like yeah. Like fucking, what are those other companies?
Deloitte,
yeah.
Oh, just thieves, just like fucking, they don't do shit.
They do nothing.
Ernst & Young, I think, is another one.
I was talking to my friend that...
They can suck my fat nuts.
I was working at Deloitte or McKinsey.
And like
whatever.
Missile companies.
Yeah.
Boeing, that's a plane, right?
Sure.
What's the... Raytheon, is that...
Raytheon, yeah.
That's
they make
missiles?
The Tomahawk cruise missile.
Oh, I thought that was the person on Twitter that was...
Yeah, Lana Del Raytheon. Yeah. Dude,
that was the...
It's so funny. How much these fucking idiots just consume themselves.
It's really funny.
It's almost. It's like that. I feel like you don't really hear much about the alt-right anymore because it's kind of unnecessary. You can just let the left destroy itself.
Yeah.
This is the fucking that shit at Barnes and Noble with Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan screaming at that trans woman who's dragged out, screaming.
Well, Rose McGowan,
shut the fuck up! Screaming cis het white fucking racism or whatever. Yeah. And then it turns out that the trans woman raped children.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
On the last one, but yeah. That's wild. But before you get, it's kind of like being baptized.
She's also been like so, like raped and fucking diddled in Hollywood for so many years. She's like literally just a crazy person at this point. Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Well, last time we talked about it, you said all trans people are bad, Adam. If I recall correctly.
No, I didn't.
You said you're a TERF.
No,
I literally said I'm a TERF.
I did not say that.
You said TERFs are right.
No, I would never.
I said they were hot. I said that's a hot kind of woman.
Yes. Yeah, you said TERF girls are hot.
Yeah, they have long necks, I think.
Drink water.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's how they evolved.
So they get closer to puddles.
So you start with a little ass necked lady.
No. I think that it's just different, but trans women probably have a harder life than cis women.
Yeah.
But you can't say that they have the same experience.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. That's all I was saying.
But the left will cannibalize itself and we're fucked. Mm.
So that's why this is now officially back to being an
Are we all right again?
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, those
the clown prince. Oh yeah, oh Nick's putting on his makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends, let me tell you. Mad that bit was only on a premium episode.
Oh, that's a great bit.
Well, if you want to subscribe to premium, you could hear Nick's great pastor that just
Hot Topic pastor
that just saw the Dark Knight.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
I'm sure someone will steal it and put it on YouTube
for sure.
I'm sure it's
which honestly I prefer. That drives listeners to the show.
Yeah.
Is if people just put the only parts of the show that are funny on YouTube.
Yeah. It makes the whole show seem funny.
Yeah.
Wait, they figured out a way to cut out Adam's microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do that. There is technology for that.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. Caroline's, February 15th. Please come out.
Yes.